right, opening up the digital mailbag for listeners Q&A. First up, longtime listener John in sunny California.
Hi, Chris. John here, formerly of Downers Grove, Illinois, now living in usually sunny San Diego, but we've had more rain in the last 2 weeks than we have in the last 2 years. Anyway, I digress. About Bob Hoy, I certainly appreciate his encyclopedic knowledge of financial history. He certainly seems to be a crackerjack technician, and he's not unwilling just to speak the truth as he sees it, regardless. But here's the flaw in technical analysis today. The markets are extremely manipulated, so technical analysis, you might as well just throw it out the window. And number two, technicians cannot see or account for black swan events. There is no way for them to do this. And God knows we have many black swans flying around right now that are about to land. Let's give Lehman Brothers the once over. What technician foresaw the Lehman Brothers debacle? None. Of course, Lehman was the scapegoat. The Fed surely knew that if they didn't intervene to bail Lehman Brothers out and they let Lehman collapse, that probably was going to trigger a financial collapse in general, which it certainly did, or at least it was blamed on the Lehman Brothers debacle. In any event, what happens when the bond market, the 10-year suddenly punches through 3% and goes up to 3.5% or 4%? That's my question. I think blood will be running in the streets, quite frankly. I think that J.P. Morgan also, one of their analysts also said the same thing recently. So I think that we might have a big run-up in the precious metals here if something like that happened. Totally unforeseen by technicians like Hoy, but with all due respect. Anyway, your thoughts? Keep up the good work. Love the show.
Hi, John. You know, I think you make some fantastic points. You know, we have to tip our hats right to Bob Hoy. I mean, obviously, his wealth of knowledge, total recall of virtually everything he's ever read. And, of course, then his technical work is spot on as well most of the time. Nevertheless, I'd like to focus more in the direction of technical analysis, which you evidently are not a huge fan, as well as your concept of black swans. Let's do bring up Lehman Brothers as well as Bear Stearns. In WaltSec 2010, Wealth Building Strategies, as well as my dissertation, 150-page dissertation, which was published on ProQuest 2016, Enhanced Modern Portfolio Theory via Long Memory Regimes. There's a title for you. Oh, pedantic PhDs. Point out, using Bayesian analysis, that there is an unbelievable tendency for downtrends and collapses and crises to unfold amid regime changes, which we'll just refer here as a negative trend or a downward trend. And so this is really a truism found throughout all data series, not just in the financial markets. And we find it with earthquakes, volcano eruptions, heart arrhythmias, EKGs, epileptic seizures. Electrical engineers will recognize the patterns unfold identical to financial markets. You see head and shoulders patterns, bottoms, top, and you also see trends and themes. In, you know, both of my books, I guess if you'll call them, I point out that Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns were telegraphing months in advance there was a serious potential problem. And not only that, but the markets themselves saw a big problem months, even a year in advance before the big collapse we saw in 2008, 2009. So, I mean, I would argue that black swans, regardless of how manipulated the markets are always evidenced in the markets themselves, with maybe one proviso, because I know we're splitting hairs here, and you obviously have done your homework, and you know with an individual security, there are times with, you know, gaps up, gaps down, earnings announcements, or they're cooking the books. In that situation, sure, it's too late to really know. But you have to keep in mind that even though Lehman Brothers wasn't apparent to the overwhelming majority of us, and maybe even all the analysts, there was always that one bookworm, the Coke bottle-sized glasses, who was aware of it and was advising his friends, family, coworkers, and his own broker to sell, sell, sell. those shares. And that's where we start to see signs, because suddenly the smartest money, we'll call it, says, you know, these books don't look quite right. Something doesn't add up here. The equation is not balanced. Okay, so we need to start hedging, or either hedging our position or looking for short positions against this market or this security. And we saw that months in advance. But you are right that black swans are difficult, if not impossible, to predict. But I would still argue that you'll see signs in the chart. Someone got a whiff of it in advance. Somebody anticipated it over 99% of the time. Regardless, it's cuisine for cogitation, and we always appreciate your thoughts. Please call in more often. All right, moving on to the next caller.
Hi, Chris. Calling here from San Francisco, listening to your show right now. Been listening to it since you guys have been doing this. And, you know, I've never called. I just wanted to call and say thanks, man. I enjoy listening to your voice. I enjoy, coming to the office on Mondays, running the show while I take care of my Monday responsibilities and duties here in the office, and, you know, keeping tuned in, man. You're a smart guy. You got a lot going on, and I appreciate you sharing your wisdom with me and everybody else who listens to you. You know, you do a good job, and keep it up. That's all I wanted to say. Good vibes from San Francisco. Take care.
Well, thanks, caller. You know, we appreciate those kudos. And just by clicking our links and signing up for the Alpha Stocks newsletter, you know, you help support this show. Visiting GoldSeek, bookmarking GoldSeek, and telling people about the show, as well as GoldSeek, SilverSeek, and all of our brother and sister websites here. It really does a lot to keep us on the airwaves, you know, get through our 12th year here consecutively. So if you like us, consider supporting us. You know, it really is just a fractional cost, a monthly subscription, an annual subscription, and or you can always add to Bitcoin. We have that donation, and that's actually a great introduction to the next caller, who says the Bitcoin address is incorrect.
Hey, Chris, just a heads up that the Bitcoin receiving address on your homepage is not a valid Bitcoin address. That's all. Bye.
Well, you know, caller, I appreciate your call. You know, I know this address is working just fine. My blockchain is working great, and there's currently a small sum in there. I don't know, like a quarter of a Bitcoin or something. At any rate, I think what you might be running into is when you copy and paste the address or click the address, there will be some extra code in there. And you just want to pull off that code, the mail to code that's in there. I could clean that up. Maybe I'll do that today. Okay, that wraps up today's quick Q&A session. And if you'd like to call in with your questions and comments, you can do so at our toll-free number. You'll find it online. And I offer it at the beginning of virtually every new show, so you can jot down the number and our address mailbox number that you'll need to call in. Coming up after the break, more GoldSeek Radio. Gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity, Brazil Resources. Based in the 8th largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves, industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their Ria project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond. Your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.